go in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, and join us now, the head coach of the Moberly Greyhounds, Pat Smith, as we get ready for the start of another season. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
Really glad to be here, JB. It's hard to believe, as much a football fan as you and I are, basketball's right around the corner.
Good thing started on November 1st with that home classic.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, we got two tough opening games. Linkier Prep is really talented. I mean, they've got 7, 8 Division I players. And so right now, at this point, that's who we open up with on Friday night. And then we play a Marshalltown team that I happen to see at the Iowa Community College Jamboree we participated in. They've got a nice team. And that guy there is a first-year coach, and he's done a good job of quickly getting some guys in that are players. So, you know, we got opening classic that's going to be tough. Got John Wood the next week, and then we got the Iowa-Missouri challenge. So, man, we jump right in the frying pan.
Let's talk about some of your players. We'll start with the ones returned from last year. Obviously, Markelo is kind of the center of that core.
Yeah, it's a real short list.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one guy back. We had a couple guys last year didn't make it back, unfortunately. But I tell you what, I like our returning. The only thing he's got to do, you know, he had a really good freshman year for us. In fact, down the stretch, as you know, JB, he was just huge for us. I still go up there, and, you know, early in that game against Trident, him hitting those three-pointers, those back-to-back three-pointers he hit against the NEO at the national tournament. I mean, he did so many things for us last year. He really grew into his role. Now, the big thing on him this year is real simply, can he step outside his element a little bit? I talked to him yesterday. I said, you know, one thing you got to do is you got to get more vocal. I said, you got to eliminate your bad practices. What can you do in 1 year to raise your game? And I've got the same three goals for all of our sophomores. Graduate, develop as a player to the point where you can go ahead and play at the next level. And last but not least, get us back to Hutch and give us a chance to do some damage.
Tell us a little bit about the other sophomores.
Horsic is a 16 kid out of Serbia. Played last year at Lewis University. Played all year on a broken foot, actually. He's got a lot of interest. We've had Southern Cal, Mizzou, Tulsa, West Virginia, St. Louis U, DePaul. We've had a ton of schools in on him. And there's been a couple of legit offers he's already got. Arkansas's been in, loved him. And so he's got a chance to be the best big kid we've had here probably since I had Brendan Hughes my first year back here. So I feel real good about that. He's very skilled. Quinton Drayden, 6'5", he can really score the ball. I mean, in fact, to be honest, he's probably our best all-around offensive player. He can shoot it. He can drive it. He's got a really good mid-range game. But, you know, the big thing on him is just getting more consistent defensively. He has, to me, he's got to continue to buy into our defensive system because at 6'5", with probably the arm reach of somebody 6'7", he needs to be one of our better defenders. Eddie Creel's probably been either our second or third best player preseason. He's a 6'3", 6'4", combo guy. He's going to fill the role for us as Sean Miller Moore filled for us last year. No, he probably will not have the 104 dunks, but now he'll dunk on you in a heartbeat. He's explosive. To be honest, he's really good off the bounce. As good as Sean was off the bounce, this kid's probably just as good. Shoots it better than I thought he did. You know, I thought probably that was his weakness. He's a consistent enough three-point shooter, and he'll play the four position for us. He averaged 18 points a game last year at Western Wyoming. And then I'm trying to go down the line here on our sophomores. I'm trying to remember who all we do have as sophomores. Don't have a ton of them. But, you know, like I said, the biggest thing for us is the sophomores we do have need to not only play well, they need to exert some leadership. Because that's going to be a huge deal because with Markelo being the only kid back, we have to develop some internal leadership. And that can even be from a freshman, but it's got to develop.
Jalen Lee, Kate Combs.
Jalen Lee is a kid that has a lot of talent. And if when he learns to consistently play hard, to just focus on his – He has a great knowledge of how to play, and he's just got to get continually tougher. And if he does, and his ability to shoot the ball, we can use him about three different positions. And the big thing on him always is, are you going to defend and rebound like we need you to? If he does, he's got a chance to be a major player for us. Cade Combs is unfortunately out right now for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Cade's one of those kids that you just love having in the program because not only does he know about the tradition of this place, but his dad was a player and a coach here. And I'm just real fortunate that we got Cade because Cade's one of those guys, he brings it every day. Great attitude, team first guy. And, of course, he transferred from Columbia College, and we're glad to have him.
Tell us about the freshmen on the roster.
You know, I think we got a talented freshman class. Now, it depends on the day of the week you ask me, okay? Juwan Carpenter, point guard out of Nashville, Tennessee, was a runner-up for player of the year in the state of Tennessee last year. He can really go off the bounce. He averaged 28 points a game last year. And the funny thing about him, his best attribute is his ability to set other people up. He reminds me so much of Eddie Smith, the guard we had back in 03 to 05 that ended up being National JUCO Player of the Year. He's explosive. He's not a great shooter, but he shoots it well enough, and that's a big deal for him. You know, Verge is a freshman, if you remember, was not a good shooter. Very inconsistent. As a sophomore, he had 89 threes and shot 44% from three-point range. He worked at it. And Juwan's doing the same thing, so I think over time we'll get it there. He's athletic as heck. And then we got also playing the one and the two will be Desi Jones. I don't want to say he's been a surprise because I thought he was good or I never would have signed him. But at 5'9", you kind of always wonder how that's going to equate to the next level with his strength and his toughness and his ability to score. I mean, he's got to be on the court for us 20, 25 minutes a game. He's probably our best attention to detail guy. Does the little things right. We have a kid I think is going to be a major player in time. It's going to be Cortez Mosley. In time, I'm hoping by November 1st. He's explosive off the bounce. He weighs about 190. I'm hoping that somehow we can get him to 200, even though he has got a lot stronger since he's been here. But he can really go off the bounce. He's athletic, plays hard, tremendous offensive rebounder. And along with Eddie Creel, I think he really solidifies our four spot. And then we also have a young man, Tyreek Chambers, that's out of New York. He played in Mississippi last year. He can really score the ball. And this is probably sounding like a broken record. He's got to get better defensively, and he's got to get more in tune to playing every possession. And I think that can be pretty much across the board for our entire team. And it's one reason why we've even had a couple of three-and-a-half-hour practices, because I've been testing their mental makeup. But Tyreek can really score the ball. And then last but not least, we have David Ware. And not actually, we got a couple more. David Ware is a guy that played at Fork Union Prep. He averaged 27 points a game in high school 2 years ago in the Richmond area. Can really shoot the ball, really boards it well. And, again, it's going to sound same record, buddy. He's got to get better defensively. He's got to get better ball containment. He's got to become a better off-the-ball defender. And when he does, and I think his scoring ability will pick up as well. Elogie Natumba, 6'8", 245. Looks body build-wise like Zion Williamson. I mean, he's a big kid. He's athletic. Can really score it. He's got some nice left-hand, right-hand moves down low. He's got to go ahead and learn to play hard all the time, and he's got to get better defensively. So I guess I could have just said that about our entire team.
I imagine that's true of a lot of college programs, a lot of players. They come out of high school not necessarily required to be defensive stars on their team, and they get to a level where they need to pick up their defense.
Two things. I don't think they come out of high school prepared sometimes. Then you play U-ball, and it becomes almost okay. Who are you playing for? Are you playing for your team, or are you playing for the coaches that are in the stands? So many times it's coaches in the stands, so you don't put forth the effort to do the little things right. And, you know, I tell you what, and last but not least, so many times kids come in and they're not prepared to defend at the college level. And that's what we're working on. And, you know, the big thing at the college level, you can't take plays off. I mean, I think that's one thing. I mean, I still go back to 2 years ago. Four times that year, if you remember, JB, we came from 20 down to win games because we kept playing. Now, we probably didn't need to be in those positions, but we had some great comebacks because you just keep playing. And our guys have got to learn that. And, you know, we've only scrimmaged once, and it's kind of weird. We scrimmaged three times next week. We scrimmaged Sunday at Warrensburg, Wednesday at home, 5 o'clock against Southwestern Community College from Crescent, Iowa, and then next Saturday we go to John Wood and scrimmage three NAIs. So, you know, we got some good games coming up. This is a huge week of practice for us now.
I know it's early, but just for our fans, how does this team compare? How's it the same? How's it different from last year's squad?
I don't think there's any comparison. This team, you know, I probably maybe rubbed their faces in this too much. This team has a lot to prove. This team has got to have an edge, and they've got to understand there's nothing being given to them. We got a whole new team. You know, we've won 23 straight region regular season games. I am sure there's everybody in the region thinks they're going to get us this year. Thinks this is the year they, you know, it was passed along to me this summer. Well, we'll see how Moberly does without Verge and Sean Miller more. Well, we did pretty well before they got here. And they don't get me wrong, they're really good players. We'll be all right. But, you know, this team's got to accept that challenge, man, that there is nothing being given to them. Forgive my intensity there, but that's a message I preach to these guys all the time. I said, we lost the dudes that have kind of laid the foundation for where we're at right now. I said, you know, top 10 preseason ranking in the country, that was a joke for you guys. We aren't even close to that.
besides defense, is there any other questions you have, major ones going into the season?
Yeah, defense, offense, and rebounding. If we can go ahead and improve those three areas, I think we got a shot, JB. I think we really got a legitimate shot. I tell you one thing that's going to be a big concern for me is, you know, too many times our decisions with the ball have got to get better. And that's something I got really spoiled on because, in my opinion, we had one of the best in the country at manipulating games. And when he went out, Sean Miller Moore was really good at it. I mean, they played off each other. So, and then, you know, Todd Small was a great third player. How's this team going to find their pecking order? How's this team going to, I mean, again, and part of it, and I'm going to lay it right on me, is I've got to figure out exactly how this team's got to play to be good. And, you know, it's kind of weird. I get asked this question, how do you like your team? I said, I don't know yet. Where I'm going to have to play. It might be all the way through November. We got a chance to lose some games in November. And then again, we have a chance to win some games. So we got to keep working every day. I told our guys yesterday at the start of our team meeting, I said, you know, what's the process? And they kind of hee-hawed around some decent answers. But I said, the process to me is what you do every single day to improve individually and then bringing those individual talents to a collective team effort. So that's kind of where we're at. Are we going to be able to combine this? You know, growth occurred. I was really mad one day, and Coach Bell always said this. When I pulled my chair up to half court and sat down, basketball practice was over and cross-country practice started. So I ran them one day for over an hour. I thought it was the worst practice we had all year. So we started off real bad the next 2 days later. And guys dropping passes, and I put them online and ran them. Well, instead of complaining and griping at each other and probably complaining and griping about me, that day they just got together. Hey, we can do better. We got to play better. And all of a sudden, our practice got better. That's a growth we need in this team, if that makes any sense. You know, just internal investment.
I'm sure you don't know exactly which players and which roles yet, but you have some idea how deep this team's going to be this season?
Yeah, you know, we have a chance right now to be 11 players deep. Now, if you ask my personal opinion, I'm not real comfortable playing 11. But I told our guys, if we foul as much as we did down at the Jamboree, we'll have to play 11. In fact, I went up to the concession stand, and some guy that was working up there said he was very upset. He thought he was the only guy in the gym that didn't get fouled by us that day. Yeah, we foul too much. That's something we're really trying to cut down on. But I think we got a chance to be 10 or 11 deep, and I'm going to say this, and this is kind of bothersome to me. I think I've got three or four guys that I really need on the court. I mean, but then past that, I think everybody's kind of the same right now. Who's going to step up? Who's going to pass other people up? You know, I'll give you an example. You know, last year at this time, especially in September, I did not know Todd Small would be the player he turned out to be for us. I did not know. I knew Markelo. Markelo went through a stretch early in the year. If you remember, I benched him. I mean, he wasn't playing very well. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the year, shoot, he didn't start, but he was a starter. He was major for us. So we need that growth in players. And then I hate to put it this bluntly, I need a little separation. I need some guys I can look at and say, okay, this guy's kind of passed everybody up here. And we're still trying to get to that point.
All right. Anything else you want Greyhounds fans to know?
No, we just, like I said, we scrimmaged. I think it's next Wednesday at home, 5 o'clock. Any donation, Gatorade, anything else you want to bring is good. I mean, it helps us out, but, you know, it's just nice to be able to. We scrimmage three times next week. If I had my choice, I would probably rather not do that. I would rather probably have spread them out, but Columbia College no longer wanted to scrimmage, so we had to kind of adjust our schedule.
All right, Pat Smith, head coach of the Greyhounds, starting his 11th season. Thank you for your time.
I've been here that long.
Well, you and I have been together for 8 seasons now.
I mean, we're vets, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, JB, you do a tremendous job. I mean, I'll tell you what, Ken was, in my opinion, the best JUCO announcer of all time. And the job you've done stepping in has just been unbelievable. And I've heard so many positive comments. And, you know, to be honest with you, you're just very closely associated right now with Greyhound basketball about as much as I am. So I appreciate everything you and the station here do.
Appreciate that, Coach.
You know, it's even nice. I was able to talk this summer to Dave Shepard some at our golf outing. And we reminisced about, you know, all the old games, and it's kind of interesting. He had kind of the radio perspective of it. But, Chris, we just, over the years, man, we just so appreciate what you all have done for us.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that.
Okay.
We'll see you a week from Friday.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yep.
Is it a week from Friday or 2 weeks?
I guess 2 weeks from this Friday.
Thank you, man. Man, you had me worried. Oh, man, there's no way I'm ready.
I'll give you an extra week there.
Okay. Thanks, JB.
Pat Smith, head coach of the Greyhounds, has been our guest. We'll be back with more in a moment.